So a little bit about Bechoros, and then Shabbos, and Sikri, and Gozes, and then we'll try to move to Yenei Rosh Hashanah. So first, the Nishmas Adam. We had a question, how to read the Nishmas Adam, a serious question. Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos is Magia. I don't like how it goes, as a rule. Bad taste. I mean, no one thought of this like God all these years. So they put it on the board for you so we'll be able to see it. Okay. Let's read a little bit here. This is in Chof Aleph Gimel, Nishmas Adam. He quotes Tosfos the Saints Shiva Legufa. Fine. Yivash disagrees. It says, even according to the Aruch, Sekvesh L'Nichol is Mutter, and he adds a line over here, which I want to flag before we even get to the main line. The mutter, Rab Shimon, the Svirle Malacha, and the Tzricha Leguva Potter. Can you read this line again? Even the Aruch holds Psikresh, the Lonichle Mutter, Lirab Shimon, the Svirle Ainzio Leguva's Potter. What? Why is the Nishmas Adam, forgive the expression, being over in Kalayim? He's mixing in two different areas of Malacha. One is Psik Resha de Lo Nichle, which applies to all Yisurim, the Oruch brings the Raya from Kuf Yisrael, you see on the Ma'am HaKomas, Kuf Lamed Gimbal is the Yisrael from Hishama B'nega Taras, right? And the other, we spoke about it, Chamas and Nazir, right? Giluch Nazir, we discussed Psik Resha de Nichle Lo Nichle. What does it have to do with Gufa? Answer the Gufa is limited to Shabbos. This line to me is a knockout line. I repeat it one more time. He says, Aruch who holds Psikresh lo nichle mut lirab shimon the sphere the gufa potter. I ask you a question. The Rambam. The Rambam passed Nakum and answer the gufa like Rabbi Yehuda. What does he hold by Psikresh lo nichle? Chaim said, he'll this mutter. Nu, this line is a very shvera line to me. Okay, if you have a chat in this line, I'll take it. Next year, Aliyah for the year, Tavshin Ayaches, come to me on Wednesday with a pshat, I'll quote your name. So far this line is difficult for me. Keep it in mind. Nonetheless, back to where we are. Filahachi, we know that Saras Chayab became Mishu, wrote to the Melachazu. Okay. The Mishkan, or is Tchoshim. And he said Tchoshim is not Tchoshim, it means Elim. We're not going to the Tchoshim Elim divide right now, we did it already yesterday. Oh. So the Sidrei Tara says, here's the key line. That oros, you need or ben tzipar naim tvila. Eino, I feel the apasaguf on the turk tvila nakol turk cloud. Nearly the gams eino. Here's the key line. Shriyadua. Hold on, guys. Just one more line. Shergidel at tzipar naim uli apasaguf kedisa besota rak l'tzorach tvila mechuyevas asirim. We got stuck. We didn't know what to do with it. And the Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos changed one word. What did it change? Instead of the opposite of what did he say? Nivul Aguf. Kids, I don't know how to read this. So I think after discussion with Smedish, this is the preferred way to read it as follows. I want to thank the Talmida for their keen insights. Yodua, Gidl. We're going to translate the word Gidl as what we call it, maintenance. Gidl means growth. We're not discussing here whether you're talking about cutting it or talking about extending it, growing it. Maintaining it. Gidl Tzipunayim, keep me the right length of the fingernails is the apasaguf. Everyone agrees to that as a matter of fact, you know. You look at your nails. Do I have to cut them? Do I have to cut them? Psalumdus. So, you know, boys will be boys. We don't care too much. But the different gender, they're more careful, you know. It's too long. It's too short. You know, manicures is a billion-dollar industry in this country. So, you know, So when he says the word gidl, he means, well, he used the word manicuring, which can be shorter or longer, the case may be. Right, that's is a generic. Let's start with that. This way, good. Good. Kilos Sipanayim, everyone knows, it's a $1 billion industry. Yadua is a $1 billion industry about manicures. Fine. He said Misota, I think it means Yavamas, Namches, whatever, that's a discussion. But he doesn't go into details here. I thought originally it's Rabbi Kiva versus Rabbi Lezer. No, either way, it's all it means is maintaining the proper fingernail length is the opposite of that. Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees to that. Now, the next line. Rak l'tzorech tefila v'chieves l'asira. So at first we said, Gevalt. Gevalt! It's exactly like the Sidrei Torah. That you're only taking it off for the purpose of halacha. So should we consider ancient l'gufa? So, Talmidim suggested a new read. The word rak doesn't mean that the exclusive tachlis is the tefila. No. Generally speaking, the lady wants to make sure it's the right length. And the truth is, at this point in time, probably it's overtime to trim them, da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. But she's not obligated to trim them. She can wait another few days till it gets a little bit beyond the limit that she would normally no longer tolerate. Oh, Rakletzorech, Tvila, Mochievas, we have to see him right here and now. That's true. But even if not for the Tzorech, Tvila, which is Mochievas, him right here and now, this even without that fact, it would be considered still something which is proper to her, which would be considered something which she would appreciate. Because after all, managing the length of the fingernails is something which is very, very important. And therefore, for that reason, would be considered shichul legufa. The best we can do for the moment. Okay? Put that aside. Let's put away the nishmas odom for a moment. Okay, Rabosi, you with me so far? That's comment number one for today. I threw in an extra ringer about lo nichalei with the shim and then shichul legufa, which we don't really understand. Okay, fine. Now, in another fight in the Beis Medrash yesterday, same Talmidim, but the Ramban and Bechoros. So if you have a Gemara Bechoros, I asked you to bring this time, maybe more people have it. If not, we'll put it on the screen anyway. Okay, if you have the Ramban and Bechoros, it'll be helpful. How do we find this? I forgot how to find it. How do we get this already? Under Yishonim? Gemara Bechoros, that's how we got it? I forgot.
Last time we couldn't get it.
You couldn't get it. I don't think we got it this way. I think we got it a different way.
I got it.
I don't understand why it's not here. It's printed in the back of the Gemara.
I don't know.
Maybe, you know, before you go to Otto Chalva, let me try one more thing.
Okay.
One more thing, let me try. I'll be back for a second. I want to try this. I want to try Sifri Halacha of the Rishon. Maybe they have Hilchas Bechoros of the Ramban. I tried this last time. Hilchas Lulav? It should be here, but. No, we tried this last time, right?
Yeah,
Hilchas, what's this?
Nida.
Hilchas Nida Ramban. Well, I guess we couldn't find it last time either. Okay, I give up. Ramban, nothing. Should be here, but since we can't find it, we'll have to use Alter Rachachma. I'm sorry for those who started to bother you. Kitzer. The Tumul the Beis Medrash yesterday was about this line in the Ramban. The Ramban, we said, is a stira. The Ramban, and there was a question which we saw the Sefer Megillah Sefer raised, and we thought his answer was a Gevaldiga answer, since we have that. Is Megillah Sefer also available to Rechachah?
We can check.
Okay, first got the Ramban, then we'll check for this. Why not? If you're already there, then we'll matriach you, but once you're on, this is in Melechas Godes, which is Simen Yutes, on Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Mem. So he quotes the various machlokas in the three Shitas, Tosfos, the Rivash, and the Ramban. They're not identical, as Rabbi Zalman already said. So the Ramban and Bechoros is Mati Biyontif, and he throws in the second reason, Vein Tzricha Lugufa. The Chor is a Soser, the Ramban and Melechas Godes, Bafrada, even though you don't need davar nigzas, it's considered to be tzricha legufa. This is exactly the steer which I asked on my own, and I found the kasha here in the Megillah Sefer Siman Yotes Sif Aleph. So what did he answer? This is false. Even the Ramban, the Malachi Bafrada, as well, that's the famous line that I quoted from the Stipler, Mikomeg Abdafka, but also Ofen Shekavanos, the Tachlis Hadvorim Amufrodi, the Hainu Shekavanos, the Tzemer Hadnitlash, oh, Shekavanos, the EPR, his chicken Bafrada, the Echor Hadvorim Anifrodi, our Betlishas Notas are off the Tzorah Shkita, open the Tila Tziponayim, the Tzorah Tvila. Ramban Moda, the Havi Malacha Shein Tzvichu Legufa, Kevan Dein Atikun Abedvorim Amufrodin, Osi Shapir, Shein Divi Ramban, Sosrim Ze Es Ze. This is what we said over here, Simon Yutes, the Megillah Sefer, Os Aleph.
What was the last one? That if one of the things of
Mufrodin
is Liapos?
Yeah, Metukan. If you're Metakan, either one. You're metakein by getting the wool which you need to make a sweater. That's one way. Right? Or if you're metakein by making the surface from which you cut off the hair prettier. Those, either of the two. That's the chiddush of the Ramban.
But not smoother for the sake of shechita, you're saying.
Oh, smoother for the shechita. It's not nicer. It's just a utilitarian. To get the knife in there, you got to get rid of those little things that are in the way. It's not making it a nicer surface as such. Right? With me so far? So we had a discussion yesterday whether that's true or not. We quoted from the Pnei Yeshua, who says that it is true. It's not considered to be nice if you only need it for a moment. It's the case where you unbraid the hair for the tefillas b'mikvah, the morning Shabbos after Zayin, as we saw. Are we okay over here?
Yeah, good.
Thank you. Sorry to be not sure. Okay, good. Let's now get bigger here. Oh, I taught the trick. You told me the tricks. Baruch Hashem. So the Ramban says as follows. Is it big enough in the back, the Ramban? No? Make it bigger. How's that? Bigger? Good enough? Yeah? Okay, good. Okay. So he has a long discussion here in the Ramban. It spanned four pages, if you recall, on the Maram HaKomos and the new Ramban. It's a beautiful new edition of Oz V'Hodor. In the first part, we had a long discussion. You can do it at the end anyway, so it's okay. Fine. Then he throws in a second reason why it's mutter. Oh, here it is. The old Ika Tamachrina Latera. Over and above is fundamental thrust. You can do it anyway at the end, but do it at the beginning. Which the Rush disagrees, because at the end it's Ochol Nefesh, but it's Machshirin. But aside from that, it goes into something else. Here's where it gets a little testy. The Kaimelam B'chol HaShabbos Kula Halach Rabbi Shimon B'loch HaShem Nesfir L'guf is Potter. Okay. Rabbi holds that way too. V'tol Esh Konaf Nami L'shchita M'loch HaShem Nesfir L'guf Ehi V'lo M'chayev Alo. I am Hafrada. That was the kash of the Megillah Sefer. No, Hafrada has to be miyapa either this or that. As we Rambam writes in Daf Kuf Vav and Shabbos, it's neither. So far, so good. Good. Hilchach, I feel the chatzchila not mishayim eshem simchas yontov. Wait a minute. Ain't sure the goof is also with the Rabbanon. Now comes Rambam with stage two. We call 2B. He says, and Shil the Gufo, granted, but still also the Rabbanon. He now is going to try to prove to us that Yisurim the Rabbanon can be knocked off for Simchas Yom Tov. Okay, Rabbi Osei? That's what he's going to try to prove right now, the next few lines. What's his proof? The Rav Huna, the Rav Amru, connect the Yom Tov Mutter. Why? The Lavainu Uche. In other words, even though it should have been Asur, but it's Mutter Lavainu Uche. Afal Gav the Bialma. Asur, normally, lavayne urche is asur. How do you know? Hanotel tzipon zu bezu, v'chein sara v'chein svamo, v'chachamim omrim, osrim mishum shvus. So normally there's an Issa Derabanan. Hacha Mishim Simchas Yantif Lo Gozer Berabanan. In other words, even though the Gemara that's Matal Avaruche is teaching us that there's an Issa Derabanan of Avaruche, which is Nita because of Simchas Yantif, so Suadinami and Tzvichat Leguva is the same. It's the same. Stop. That's all he says. The rest is already going back to the first point. So far, so good? No. So far, so good. So the question was raised to me by the Talmidim Shel Yichyu. Wait a second. But the Ramban is the one who seems to say that it's a question of the Mishnah Naftzadi Dalam and Beis that we started with last week is considered a Tzricha Legufa. So my answer was, yes, Tzricha Legufa it is, no doubt about it, according to the Ramban, but it can be taught the second half of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah, Tzayadal, is not discussing Tzricha and Tzricha Legufa. It's discussing a Shinoi. A Shinoi, that's what he's talking about. So therefore, he's bringing a Raya. But normally, this thing would be Usur, at least, nothing but the Rabbana. Even if it's Peshinu, Shemeshus. And nonetheless, the Gemara Chafein B'chora says, La Baruchei is mutter for the Tzarech of Simchas Yomtev. So too, Ein Tzricha Legufa is also mutter for the purpose of Simchas Yomtev. So then the question was raised by the Talmidim, wait a second, but it's not a perfect comparison. Not a perfect comparison, because, oh, the Ramban over here is saying, V'tolesh Konof Nami, the Shkita Malach Hashin Tzricha Legufa. Now, Konof is what? It's not considered to be a Shinoi. It's considered to be Urche, Tolish Konof. There are no wings on animals. I'm talking about the feather or on the wing of a bird. So the question then becomes like this. Maybe we should say that although the Gemara could be Mata Kenegdo, in the case where there's a double Derabana, the case of a Behema, where we say that it's mutter, connecting the amount of mutter, because it's a combination of what? Ein Tzricha Legufa, as we just saw, plus it's Lavurche. But when it comes to the case of Tolesh Konof, it's only a situation of Lavurche. It's not exactly the same as, excuse me, it's only a Tzricha Legufa. It's not necessarily a situation of Lavurche. That was the question which was raised at the end. So my answer was only to say that, well, maybe the Ramban makes no distinction between a single Derabbanan and a double Derabbanan. Now, it is true, and we'll get to what we learn about Pesach Reisha, that's next week's topic, Barichas, that there are suggestions that made that Pesach Reisha is mutter by a double Derabbanan, since we have Mishnah Brewers here. That's stuff of scratching.
Yeah.
Let's look at the Mishnah Brewer, Shin Tez Zayin, where this is found explicitly. Please open up. Shin Tez Zayin and Mishnah Brura. He mentioned this explicitly. You may have seen it already once before. Mishnah Brura would be Shin Tez Zayin, Siv Gimel, Siv Katan, Tez Zayin, I guess. Or is Tezva better? Teve Gedola. So number one, you can't get it in one swoop. And number two is Ein Mimino Nitzo. So you look on the bottom, Yudches in the Sharatim, Atzaloma, Tabi Trader Abana. So therefore, even if Psychration is about Trader Abana. Oh, you see Trader Abana? So the answer is, it's the Prima Gaudim. The answer is that the Chazanish doesn't like his prima gun. There's no source in the Gemara for distinguishing one Derabbanan and two Derabbanans. Someone asked me, Akasha, what about Shvus to Shvus? So my answer to the Fi Chazan Shvus, no! That's only Amir Lenokri to do a Derabbanan. Ah, but the prima gun himself is the one who says elsewhere, not for now, that even a double Derabbanan might also be able to make a mitzvah. But there's an intrinsic difference between a single and a double Derabbanan. And once he's Lashitoso, he's not the double Derabbanan. The Ramban will be a Lamdan, like the Chazanish, that there's no difference, one or two. And therefore, that's how we answer your question. Rabbosai, is what we said. But now, I want to spot Torah Rosh Hashanah, but a couple, just one more thing that I just can't resist telling because it's something we know. Ein beis medrash v'lo chiddush. I always thought that we had everything down pat. We're not finished with Megillah Sefer. Not all, because they're... Let me first finish this and I'll give you a preview for next week, okay? Rabosai, Sikresha de lo nichole. We know it's a machloka between the Aruch and the Bali Atosfus. And we explained, take a look at the open the Gemara Daf Kuf Gimel Aman Alf. Just look for a minute. Kuf Gimel Aman Alf. Just look for a sec. Not by Richas, I know we get too much involved, we'll never get to Rosh Hashanah. Just a little bit. A little bit. Kuf Gimel Aman Alf. Here the Gemara says, Choresh Kolshu is Chayef. But for certain other purposes, the different shear. The Vashel Beit Zakala, right, all these things. Kegrogris. Frank the Gemara should always be Chayef on Yipri HaKaka, Mishim Choresh, Pshuta. The Gemara says, he doesn't have it in mind. Psik Reish affect the Gemara. Hence the Gemara, the famous answer, to Ka'ove Bahar the Chavri. It's friend's field. It says Rashi lo ichpas leili apel. He doesn't care. It's friend's field. Tosfos says, "Tavim lo chashen es field legufa." But were it not for that, he would be chayav. Because it goes back to my kasha on the Nishmasodim. There are two rabbis. Just imagine there are two tracks over here. There's the Shabbos track, which has lo chashen es field legufa in it, for example, and then there's the Kol HaTorah Kula track, which is only a davar shenem eskavim. So the simple pshat in the Gemara Tosfos is psik reisha, even ara the chavin lo nichalei from the perspective of einam eskavin, it's called the bachavin. Against the aruch, why you potter a Shabbos nigadin ain't shir legufa, and the aruch that be potter avalasa. The aruch says to the other extreme psik reisha lo nichalei is mutter. That's a kol haTorah kula track b'shuto because it arrived from ketzitzas negat taras. So far, so good. I always thought this to be Torah's emes, and you can't argue with this. But I discovered, and I want to give credit where I discovered it. I opened up in my house the fancy Masifta Gemara, Alef Ayin Hey, and look, they told me to look at a sefer called the Maoros and the Hashlom. Now, these are not common svarim. It was a great rabbi. Name is Rabbi Bloy. Moshe Yehuda Cohen Bloy. This came out in 1964. I have strong memories of this man coming to my father's house, Zichron Levrochem, Queens, peddling these svarim at a time when who was interested in learning those days, 1960s. And he is printing a one-man show long before the, what we call the electronic Ritvas, Rashbas, and Rambans that come out now. We had those in old books with old print. No one even looks at them anymore. That's how we grew up. And he was printing these svarim which no one even heard of. The Maoros, the Hashlama. And he found Kisvayad and he printed it. It cost money. So my father gave him money. Part of my Yerusha for my father, some of these svarim. So this one I couldn't even have it in my office, but this one I found downstairs in the Beis Medrash. He has it. And look what he says. Can I get this on the screen? Sefer Hashlama?
Probably.
Good. It's from Maryland, no? Should be. I mean, it's from the Gedolei Rishonim. But how would I find it? On Mefarshim Bavli Rishonim, yeah? Let's see. That's where it belongs. You're showing them on the Bavli. Can you help me find it, please? Anybody? I passed it. It's off the meeting again. We have passed it, right? How good do they have?
Let's see.
How can they not have that shalom?
Is it
no, it's a parish in the Shas. I was looking for savers. I don't have a safer either. Alright. If you can find it, you can find it. But I'll read it to you from here anyway. Okay? Daf Ayin Hey.
By the time I find it, you'll be done. So
no, you can find it. I always like people to see that. Just never trust the Rebbe, I told you. I'm sure you're not to trust the screen either, but you certainly can't trust the Rebbe. Ayin Hei Amin Aleph. This is what he says. The most opening of Ayin Hei. That's what it comes up the first time. Ayin Hei. The famous Gemara of Sukkot is Ayin Hei. It's where I think it could be the first time where it's found in the Masechta. I'm trying to remember. What I'm assuming was Sukkot. What's the other side? Gimel. Yeah.
What Masechta Mayan?
Shabbos. I'm right. Ayin Hei is the first time. It's Kuf Gimel, Kuf Yud Aleph, Kuf Yud Zayin, Kuf Chav, Kuf Lamed Gimel, Kuf Mem Gimel. And other Masechtas too. Choros Chaf Hei, huh? Sukkot Lamed Gimel, last year. All right, but in Shabbos, the first time it appears is of Ayin Hei Amin Aleph.
Ayin Hei
Amin Aleph. It says, Yivis Asik Eitzel Netilas Neshama. Okay? Okay? You don't want it to die. Ay Psikresha V'lo Yamos. And the Gemara, the last three lines here. No. Shani Hokka, the Kama, the Isbe, the Shama, Tvei, Nichole, Kihega, the Litzel Tzivin. He wants it to be alive. The longer it's alive, the better the color is. Okay? Chimodir Ab Shimon, Bimidi Lo Ichpasle, Zachirish Niflin Rashi. Imistrami, Umiu, Ichabun, Lavachavin. Rashi is lo nichle is dafka. Most other rishonim, such as Tosfos, say that's Rashi is not correct. Lo nichle l'ikbos are basically the same. This is what the standard rishonim is against this Rashi. Where's the Tosfos? Oh, Tosus Tve, fourth line. Rashi Pirish Tahu the Moda Rashim Psikresha and Bemai Glorich Paslay, Imistrami. Velesa, the Ara the Chavre, Rab Shimon Patas you. For awesome, Loich Paslay, Mistrami. You're a Lahaka snake. You want your neighbor's field to look bad. What? Biskami Bechol Chavero. You want it to look bad. So you should look, with theory of relativity, you should look good. Such a bum we're talking about. We had a kasha. Why did you say after Echad Kavocha and Nichla Amir Chavi B'Chalav? But the Dafka want to be bad. Ought to be Rishi asking on. Come on, that's Tosis kasha. No, that's wrong. Elikat the Pirishis. When the Rav Shimon Voda Ben Nichle, but it's Lo Ich Pasle. All on Nichle is the same. Lo against that's Tosis. That's the consensus of Rishonim against that Rashi. Okay, now watch what that Shlomo says. Oh. You have exactly my print, the same print, Rabbi Bloy's print. Watch. Look at this. Agamar. Shamina Meha. The psikration of Lo Nichale. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda Moda the Potter. He means Nichale the way Rashalim Shalom Nichale. You don't want it. It's not on the track of Einam Eskavein, because the Behuda holds Einam Eskavein is awesome, probably presumably Chayev. B'Shabbos, even B'Shabbos, going to Abdallah Shlomo. But Tabba the Mills, the Mishun, the Makalkelhu. Oh. Okay, this is Shabbos, the good thing. On the other extreme, Secretion of the Nichole, Koratolesh Ulshin Ba'aradi Dei, Inve Adas Elzam Hashanach Viti, Mishun Moda de Chayev. How you know? Shemach itzchich baster af hapi sheyesh bo baheres yikitz. That's kafluf lamed gimel. Psikresha the nichle is chayim in a Torah. It's recorded mishiyah psikresha amal ki agav the nichle sura daraisem shemit. Fine. See chayiv. Now in between, here's the key line. She's psikresha shu mechloikas of yudar ab shemit. What do I mean? What's the case? If it's nichle, kodem shemit yichayiv. If it's lo nichle, chodem yudi apot, because it's mekalka. What's the middle case? Lo ich pasle. Rabbi Yehuda, Mechai, Rabbi Shimon pot, upsigvash lo ich pasle, pesis amalach, kagon, hatolish ulshin ve'ard lavdi day, perakabone, malachin in ve'adat v'yom tohe chadil sishan achviti. Okay? It's a machlok, as a beauty of Rabbi Shimon. But what word did he use over here? A critical word. Potu. Didn't say mutter. He said potter. And the question becomes, Ribbono de Alma Kula, how can that be? If it's a mechavein, you're chayv. If it's not a mechavein, it's mutter. What's going on over here? He says potter. Abishimon potter, I forgot the psik reshu, came in the end of the circle, also tickler. He's good, he's true, they're abonon. The filer Abishimon came in the psik reshu, Avaloka Machavein, it's awesome with the Rabban and Mutta Mishum Mitzvah. Stop. It's a Chiddush Naira. Presumably here we're on the Eina Machavein track. We're not doing the Kalkal Ein Tzichul Gufa. That's the Pashup Shai. I didn't invoke any of that over here. So the best I can make of it is as follows. Midor Reis it's Mutta because it's Psik Reshul Nichole is considered Eina Machavein on a level of Dorais. Rabban what goes there? Lo Ich Paslei Otu Nichole. What about, right? That's what he seems to be saying. And Lo Nichole is also a Sederabonon. Because it's only a Mekalkam, calls us a Sederabonon. So he denies the fact that it's Mutta, which is what the Aruch said. He denies what other Rishonim say, it's Chayim, he says it's an in between, also a Sederabonon. It's a Chiddush Niflevanar. Chiddush number two, I saw in that same Sefer Yalkut Peyurim, he wants to ask Pshat in the Rambam. Amazing. The Rambam said, Rabosai, if you comb your hair, a nazir, ain't no loke. So how many pshatim do we have? We started off with three. What are these three pshatim? The pshat, there's a suffix segregation, Rav Shimon Shkop. Based on the briskerov, I still haven't found it, the briskerov that's considered to be not ke'ain to glachas, in the case of beast, so it's fine, I'm presuming also Rabbanan. Then my Rebbe Rabban's pshat that it's a psik reisha in many strokes, which he considered to be ein loke, even though it's assumed with also the rights of why, but it's the same act in the same place. That was my Piskei Teshuvah I read yesterday, Simon Shinlam and Vav, footnote 52, where he said that it's considered a problem only if it's the same act multiple times in the same place. Right? Or the same act dragged along, you know, many places. We'll also consider the Gora Kisei V'Safsal, Gedolim, is sick, even though it's not in any particular place. But if you're walking on grass, where it's many acts in many different places, we don't integrate, we don't put them all together. That's what he said in that. Fine. Good. Fine. Then we had a fourth shot, just recently, the Radvaz, Middle Dolim. Like we had Tal wrote so hard to this commission in Shabbos. No! Nazir and Shabbos is the same. My Nazir is on the Midr Rabbanan. Now I saw a fifth shot in the Masifta Gemara. It's a segregation of Lo Nichole, and it's also Midr Rabbanan. Wow. Wow. Achloik is Gedoli Ator Papot, Reb Chaim et Chazanish, according to the Rambam. Is segregation Lo Nichole Chayav or Mutter comes along the Masifta Gemara. Look, I found you. I already found you a hashlama. See, once he found me a hashlama, he wants to say the Rambam's that way. The hashlama saying segregation lo nichole on the Eina Meskavin track is asim b'derabbanan. Presumably, it's gzeira atu nichole. That's how I understand it, and that's pshat the Rambam and Nazir also, right? It's asim b'derabbanan. That's why not loka. It's a chiddush in the flum to me. I thought I learned this thing so many times. I never came across this one. Ein beis hamedrash. Below Chiddush. Yes, sir.
The Rambam definitely can be wrong.
Yeah.
Doesn't the Rambam say that it's Chayav just in a loka?
Do you have a Ozvah Gemara? Yeah. Open up to the Rambam, to the Ozvah Gemara. There's only one Rambam and Ilchus Naziris in the back. That's ours. Let's read it together. Let's read it together. We'll read it together. We thought even according to the Brisker Rav, that's only the Rabbanah. Not just according to my Rebbe and according to Rabbi Shimon Shkop, it's a Daraisa. According to the Radvaz, it's also the Rabbanan, presumably. So that's, I don't think he says it's a Daraisa. It's here for sure. I looked at it this morning. It's on page Chof, column 3, on the top, Hilchos Naziris. Nazir Chof Eval Saro B'yodah V'chok V'tziparnav V'nafal Seir Eino Choshesh Sharei En Kavanaso Loshin Efshin Lo Yoshin. Avalo Yisrael from Masrek. Tlayachov Badama, Mesha Mesheres Haseir, Badai, Yamasa Kane, Ain't Oloka. I agree with you, I would have said it's a Doraisa. But what can I do? The Radvaz said it's the Rabbana. According to the Priskirov, that Pshah would be the Rabbana. So we can climb on the bandwagon and say, like the Masifta Gemara, it's the Rabbana because Resh Lodichas, that's the Rabbana. Wow! Wow! Couldn't resist telling it to you because it's new to me. Dava Chodesh, yes.
Just to clarify, Tosus already said that Sigrisha Lodichas against the Arach is Mutter.
Is Potter. Why? Why?
Only by the Rabbana.
But by the rice, it's potter. Why? 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 I read it to you. Kuf Gimel and Aleph. He has it at the bottom of the toast. One line. Ein tzricha legufa. That has no relevance to Nazir. That's the Masifta points out. That the Tosfos says it's always Rabbanan because of why? Ein tzricha legufa. But the Hashlama that he quotes, I think he's right. We read that Shlomo. Does not sound that way. It's not like he's saying it's on the level, on the track of Ein Miskaven is the Rabbana. Not what, I never heard this before. I thought on that track, you have two extremes. Either it's the Raisa, right? Psikresha, the Raisa, or it's Mutter. He's saying, no, a Kotav HaShlishi, a Pshara, Otav Rabbana. I'm guessing because of Xera, Shema Nichalei, or Otav Nichalei. That's news. Then I find the next the two footnotes on the bottom. Then he says that's from the Rambam. Wow, chiddush agav chiddush. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it's so new to me. I couldn't resist telling you now. The rest of Psikresha and Gozer is the Megillah Sefer. We'll postpone until Tov Shin Ayin Tes Abol Ein Letova. I said we'll talk about Rosh Hashanah for the rest of the day, and we need it on Wednesday. I guess she'll be 11:30 probably. We'll resume. Well, let's put Bechoras away. Take this away from me. I don't want it. Take it away. I don't want to say enough. Okay, fine. Rabosai, Yonei Rosh Hashanah. First, before I start what I want to talk about, after Yes Taminim, you know, it says that Shloshim Chodesh Machag, any question that's raised is a Shol Keinyan. The Rebbe can't push him over and say, well, yes, I'm not holding by the Inyan. So, anything you want to ask me about Rosh Hashanah that you want to talk about, feel free. Yes, sir.
People
say that the Rosh Hashanah is an anniversary of the world was created in Tishrei, but I don't see anywhere that it can do with Kriyas HaAdam 6 days later. Well, it's simple arithmetic. If the world was created in Tishrei, what it really means is the world was created, Chafei Elul was the first day of creation, day one. Chafei, Chavav, Chavzayim, Chavches, Chavtes, and day six is out of Tishrei.
Is that
that's the Pshat Rabbi
Eliezer? I thought he was saying that Rosh Hashanah is
Biyasov, but they won't. No, so you could learn that way, but the whole world assumes not that way.
Why is that? Why is
that? Good question. Well, you have a Mishnah Berurah? Let's open up and see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Oh, you didn't bring Chelek Vav. Oh, I thought the guy should bring Chelek. Who has a Chelek Vav? Nobody. Okay, we'll put it on the screen. Okay. I thought people had it, but okay. Where are we? Well, let's first see the Shulchan Aruch proper. Let's begin Nichlas Rosh Hashanah. Right, if you want it, if you will. Let's just begin. You're going to begin at the beginning. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Nog and Lokam Bashmora Slomas Lichos of Tachnunim, Rosh Chodesh Elo Ve'elach Ad Yom Kippur. Is that Yom Minik? You get that from Rosh Chodesh Elo? Which, are you Eidot Mizrach?
Yeah.
You get up from Rosh Chodesh Elo?
Get up what?
Slichos Rosh Chodesh? Yeah.
This morning, 7 o'clock.
This morning, but this, you already done day 25.
No, but yeah, every day.
Every day, right? We Ashkenazim are a little bit lazy. I don't want to say that, but Minig B'nei Ashkenaz ain't okay. Shchorish Ve'elef Maschil Let Koach Atfilas Shachris. Okay, that's easy. No sweat off our back. Takes 10 more seconds and we're done. Okay? Some do be arvis. Oh, the omde mashmoras, lomas lichas, biom aleph shlefnei Rosh Hashanah. Shemchah Rosh Hashanah, Bezel Gimel, like this year's on Monday. Maschilah biom aleph shavua mishalafonav, minhagim. Stop right here. Let's not go any further. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah on this. What does he say? Why start on Sunday? Why start on Sunday? He gives different reasons. Two reasons, famous reasons. What are the famous reasons? He says, people fast. What's going on? Fast, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Oh my goodness gracious. You're only missing 4 days. Why? 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Shabbat Shuvah, Yom Kippur. Can't fast those 4 days. They fasted 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Oh my goodness. Okay? And to make Yom Mesuyim, always start on Sunday. Okay? Always start Sunday. And Sunday will either be the shortest thing has been Rosh Hashanah on Thursday. Thursday was last year, am I correct? Yeah. Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, is that correct?
Yeah.
It's Thursday. So you only get away with 4 days. This, if it's on Shabbos, it costs you 6 days. If it's Monday, it costs you, wait a minute, I got it wrong. Yes, 7 days. And if it's Tuesday, it costs you 8 days. Wow. The reason why it says in your Marks, in your Slichos book, Yom HaShvi is the last day, that's excluding Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is this long. Okay. So it's up between 4 and 8 days, it varies. Another reason why Karbanos Biko Dal Yomim, Rosh Hashanah is about Sisa Mola, not about the Kraft Mola, should make yourself like a carbon, you need 4 days. Adka. These are two reasons. These are famous reasons. However, there's another reason. Anybody know this reason? You were trained in your youth to, I'm sure you read the Mishnah Berurah, you only had these two reasons. They probably didn't tell you to look where I'm going to show you now. Okay. What's this? Zelashon Aran Rosh Hashanah. Lama Adam Nidim Rosh Hashanah. Bishta Shad Varam Kirobizmano. Pesval Atvua. Petirits. Dovel Amadim Mashal Bipsik the Bashem Rabbalazim. Bipirish Dish Hashem Bimotzel. Bechav Hey. Watch. Bechav Hey. Be Elul Nivra Adam. Nivra Olam. Beferish. I didn't make it up. Yeah, is it big enough for you? I'm reading the Vilna Gaon on this simon, who's quoting this from the Psikta. Okay? B'chav hei be'elo nivra olam. Rabbi Elazar ben Tishri, nivra olam, ha'briyas olam arishin ne'emar, shebo nigma briyas olam. Nimsa omer b'rashana nivra olam arishin, sh'arishona b'machshava, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, all the various times. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin as well. Okay? At asimu lebanecha, k'shem sh'amata lefanai b'din b'yom zeh, Cain, I see the Benechli, I see the only fun of Yom Zeh. Okay? When is it? Bechodesh. This is a psikta. So it says, Kimai Matzlinan, Ha'idna Zeh Yom. That's your question, right? Means, are you serious on a Marishan Karminan? Have a Bechof Hei Bielu, Tchilas Briya Shat Beholam Hu. Chei Nogu Be Barcelona, Glilosel, Lahashki Mashmores, Haboga Bechof Hei Bielu, Ad Kan Lashona Bekitzer. Who's he quoting? Barcelona. Who's he calling? Oh, the Ran. According to the Ran. So the Ran says that Ran knew about Barcelona, Ramos from Spain. He started Chafayelo. That's where you get the 4 days from. Chafhei, Chavav, Chavzayin, Chavches. Wait a second, that's exactly. Hold on. Lefi zeh b'din aseinu b'yom aleph yom b'riyas olam. What? Pishachav hey b'elul eno yom mugbal b'chru yom hashavua. That's what he says. It's average. This year we started chav bezel. Some of you'll start chav vavel. It averages out approximately to Chafei. Some will say a different. I want Adka. And is your, I answered the question.
Yes.
Good. Yes.
I'm not sure if this is a specifically a paper question or a Chilkos Tefillah question, but I think last year during Yom Kippur in Beis Medrash there was a Shulz Bar Torah before Mila, and the Shulz went a little bit long and ended up missing Shkia.
We missing Shkia.
I think we started
kneeling after Shkia.
Well, you started
kneeling after Shkia? I think it's
happening. I'm not Makabel. I don't think it's true.
Starting kneeling after Shkia? Aside from being a halachic problem, I'd call the doctor at Hatzalah. Because if you start kneeling after Shkia.
Oh, we finished at 8 o'clock. That definitely happened.
We went to express, you mean?
No,
we finished late.
We were late.
You're not allowed to finish late, Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to finish late. The people are.
What do you mean,
now I repeat, you're not allowed to finish late. Sakona. The people are going to, you know, most of them. Someone who's really sick, he can eat on Yom Kippur. Someone who's feeling a little bit weak, he'll still going to time, he doesn't care where they're up to. They could be up to, you'd give him a meter, he's going to eat. Because but the average yid, including the starker yeshiva bacher, are not going to leave till after the davening is over. If you go late, you can put him in danger. I'm a brisker. I'm a machmer pikuach nefesh.
For an hour after, also.
Yeah, we dance.
No, they don't. They dance here.
Yeah,
why? In Eretz Yisrael, you dance. See, in Eretz Yisrael is different. In Eretz Yisrael, wanted to do the duchen before shkia, and it doesn't work out. So there's an extra time. So some. I know my son is in Reishit. So there, the duchen before the shkia, and then they say the slichas afterwards. That's when I was in Karim B'Yavda many years ago. That's not what they did. They duchen before Shkia, and the Avinu Malkeinu took a long time, and the Psepsemi Psarikud, and then they daven in the right time. I don't have to move around the davening. Anyway, you want to know your Yotze if you do kneel after Shkia, but the Yevid, yes. But you shouldn't, at least you should start before Shkia.
I'm pretty sure we started before Shkia.
Now you may ask a different Shaila. The post can say, and appeared. Hashemesh Yavo V'Yifne, if you say that after Shkia, you're a liar. It changed the Nusach. Hashemesh Bo Pona. Never in my life have I ever been in a shul where they said Hashemesh Bo Pona. Of course, in my shul for the last 40-something years, I'm the Bal Neila. And I make sure that we get to the shit before the long before the Shkia. Long. I don't like to be nervous. Plus, I like this. You know, the Mishabruah says in Hilchas Yom Kippur, well, you don't daven so fast. You don't stretch things out in Nila. That's ridiculous. Nila is the most important field of all. If any time you stretch things out, it's Nila. When I grew up in the shtibul, every year was a fight. Every year. When should we daven Mincha Yom Kippur? You know, they finish most of everyone's wiped out and tired. They want to go to sleep for now, whatever. When should we start? 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, four. Boop, 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 boop. I print the shul bulletin. And I print in advance, there's no machlekes in when we're going to start Nila. And I start Nila, I'm going to start Mincha rather. I leave a tremendous amount of time for both Mincha and Nila. I leave, I'm not kidding around, an hour and 3/4 for each. I kid you not. An hour and 3/4 for Mincha. We say slichas of Mincha, like I do in Yeshiva. You do that too, it takes an extra 15 minutes. An hour and 3/4. We start 5 minutes late. People always late for coming back for this for the pause. But it's called an hour and 3/4 for each. This way, you can daven like a bench.
That leads till when? Till 6?
Till Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, 3.5 hours before you start Ma'ariv, that's when I call Mincha. 3.5 hours. They probably won't find any shul in the world that does that. Most shuls probably don't. I don't know if they have Hefka. I don't know, but I like that things in order. So I daven Nila like a mensch. No one's rushing me. You know, I daven slowly. Minchas also can daven slowly. Come on, these are the most important. This is crunch time. You have to rush through it. Not right. That's my answer to your question. Yeah.
Really hold to say personal bakashas on Rosh Hashanah?
I don't know. I just daven what it says in the Marz. I follow the Marz. I'm a Marzayid. Whatever it says in the Marz, I say. It's not in the Marz, I don't say. Because if you're going to start your own improvisations, it's dangerous. Follow the Marz. Look, we now have an art school mafza. It's a very, very good mafza. Art school is really very, very good. Before that, it wasn't so good. But I'm a big fan of art school. Yes, sir?
Why is B.U.A. Rosh Hashanah?
Vidui? Some want to say that our vidu is not really pirut because we just saw the same seder nusach. So it's an aval nachle aval senu chatanu. It's a vidu for klali, for all of Klal Yisrael. You want to make your own private vidui? That's okay. This actually, the truth is, I confess, there's one thing I say which is not in the monks. I told you, I cannot tell a lie. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. I can't tell a lie. The one thing I say is not in the monks is the vidu of the chayonim that's printed in the Yashamnu books. You know the things? Shamnu, Achalnu, this, that I do say. What? No. The Chai Adam, in his beautiful introduction to, let me show you that too.
Everything,
it's always in the kitchen sink there, but unfortunately, we're all guilty of these things. So that's, let's be real about that. In other words, where is the Chai Adam? Where is it? Oh, I have no idea where Chassam Kippur is. Who knows what the, I don't know what the numbers are. Pick a number. Let's go back here. It's one of these siman. I don't know the right siman. It's probably here. Oh, here it is. Ashamnu. Ashamnu. We don't know what the word Ashamnu even means. He got tachlis. Achalti dvar masurim. And you can't get it out of bugs, he says in parentheses, okay. Achalti below bracha lefan of liachrov. Bagadnu. Bro tachas tova. Yeah. Bitalti melu motora. Birachti bracha levatola. Bracha shenetricha. Bracha below kavana. Yeah, that's the only I say which is not in the mouth.
So
it's Lashon Yochai. I say Lashon Yochai.
The reason why the actual mainstream
Vidui
is not considered personal because
it's Lashon Rabbim. Everyone says it, they say it, they even sing it. No? Oh, Sham. No. Okay, right. Get the Tachlis. I think I recommend you say this. They come in, you see these books? It's called the Vidui book. No? If not, just make a copy of the Chai Adam. That's why I made a copy of the old Chai Adam. It's in my mouth for the last 40-something, 50-something years probably. Other than that, I don't think I say anything.
We say that everyone says the Vidui Gadol.
A very long one. You know, right. You mean Al-Khet? We all say Al-Khet.
No, very long.
The Sardim in this, they call this, I think, Vidui Gadol.
Yeah.
The Chai Adam's Nusach? It comes from the Sfaradim? I don't think so. They have a different Vidui Gadol. You bring me a mouse, I want to see what it looks like. Bring me after Hashanah. Yes, sir.
Being like a
mouse,
or
yes,
with Matthew,
it's like. Oh, I don't say that. I don't say that. As a matter of fact, because of the Baltfila, I got stuck in some tough situations. You're probably aware of the fact that Reb Chaim Voloshiner was very much against saying Machnisei Rachman. I have a story about that. Machnisei Rachman, Machnisei Rachman, you're praying to an intermediary. You open the siddur. The Rambam says you're not allowed to do that. Lo levada royal ispala. It's one of the ikri amuna. So Chaim Voloshiner was very much against that.
Why is it there?
Like who put it in?
Why is it there? It's been said for so many years. So there are a number of ways how to skin this cat. My way is leave it out. I have a story about that too. I once went to a wedding of a Talmud of mine. It was in Toronto. So I was a Messiah condition, I was a plane. And next to me sitting in this plane is a man named Abish Brot. Abish Brot is a very famous singer. He sings all the songs that Shmuel Brazil makes up. It's called Regesh. So this is the hit song that Machnisei Rachman was. It's a hit song. This was back 25 years ago, maybe more. It was a brand new hit song. I said, no. He said, yeah, you know my song? I said, I love the tune, but the words have a problem. What's wrong with the words? He's giving me a hard time. He's a Chassidus Shayyid, whatever. I can hear that. That's my story with him. Someone has changed it to a yud. Machnisei Rachman, Yachnisu. Descriptive. Okay. Right. That's said by Balach. Whatever said Balach, you can leave out. I get stuck as a chaz with a couple of things. Earlier this week, we had a thing. How's it go? Malach Elyon, how we just said it.
Malach.
Malach Amishos Elyon, we pray to the Malachim. Right? Ula Yachas Amar Yavin Ula Yerachim. I don't want to say that either. So you won't tell anybody? When I say Slichas, on the Chazan, Slichas of Ashul, I add two words to this to the book. I say, Yesh Omer. Some say this. Don't tell him. I can do that. It's Slichas. When they say it, Nila, you can't add words in Nila. I'm in the middle of a Milah Shemot Esrei. So I swallow hard and I say, okay, this should be my worst Aveira as the Pharaoh says in the mouth. Then there's another thing we have in Nila. The famous Yud Gimel Midas that we say in Erev Yom Kippur, which is Nu. Midas Harachim Olenu is Galgali. Another thing. Oh boy. They don't like that either. The Rav changed it all around. Galgali means Rachamech. I can't do that in my shul. I can't. So I swallow hard and I do it. It's arguable that the Rambam didn't mean that. When the Rambam said, I mean, remember, the words of the Rambam are not in the Ani Mamis. That was not written by the Rambam, nor in the Yigdal. That was written by much later people. If you look at Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, it sounds like he's saying that the Aveira is, the denial of the Yud Gimel Emunah, is if you believe that these intermediaries have independent power, and you're worshipping them. But if you're not worshipping them, you're just asking them to do you a favor and, you know, bring your tefillah into the place where it has to be brought. It's like davening to a tzaddik. You're not davening to the tzaddik. The tzaddik can't do anything. Unless you hold like certain hoops, I won't get there. Don't stop me with that. Rosh Hashanah. But the tzaddik, he's up there. It says in the Gemara, if someone is sick in your house, you go to the tzaddik, the Chochmah Shabir, and you ask him for rachamim. Now, he's going to cure the person. Chas v'shalom. He has greater pull up there, if I may use that expression. So Malachim have pull up there too. Meiram never meant that should be a violation. Because it's a very accepted, these things are accepted all over the place. I skip this every single day. I finish it a little bit earlier because every day there's a few things which I don't say. So I finish, you know, always, I'm the Baal Slichas, it takes me a little bit longer than most people, but it takes me a little shorter because I skip that. Now, next week, in the Ben Yerushalmi Yom Kippur, there are these things at the very end, like right before the very end, by Nachman Oneda, half of them I skip, because they're asking for Malachim, and half of them I speak to Hashem, that I do say. So with the Balabatim, don't know what coming or going. So I get right. I do leave something out of that, if you tell the truth. True confessions.
This
is the time of Eden. Sorry?
What's the difference between that and when people don't have the kever of...
Chas v'shalom to be Dorish HaLameisim, Chalila. You daven to Hashem in the schus of those who are lying there.
So why even go there? So I could do that in my room.
You could. That's a good idea.
So there's no point to go
there. I don't want to say no point. What I don't like is people go to Uman. There's no tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. You want to go to Kever Tzaddikim. There's no tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael.
Doesn't the Rambam say to not go to the Kever at all anyway?
So don't go to the Kever Rambam.
Okay.
I'm not from the big kibbutz tzaddikim purposes myself. I really don't. But I hadn't been in Tzafon in 44 years, to my recollection. I have no time and I'm going to go there. This time I was there for a little bit. So by mitzvah, next week before Yeshiva started, and I had my five grandsons with me to be from Eretz Yisrael for the summer. It wasn't fair to my five granddaughters. So there, the boys had yeshiva, the girls, I took my five granddaughters up to Tzafon. So I went to Tzfat. I've been shown in Tzfat. I'm already there. So I went to the Kever HaRizal. Okay?
Why?
I was there.
No,
and next to the HaRizal is Shlomo HaKabbas. It's right near there.
Yeah.
Then I went down. My wife said, what did you go down for? I'm Yosef Karo. Yosef Karo, you know. Yeah. So, you know. But I didn't daven to them, Chas v'Shalom. I daven to Hashem and the schus of these unbelievable tzaddikim that our prayer should be answered. But I don't go. It's not Kever Ava. It's a different story. Kever Ava. So, you know, my parents are buried in Beit Shemesh in Eretz Chaim. So I try when I'm in Eretz Yisrael to go. I say, ironically, had they been buried in New York, I probably would. I'm not for the grave guard, I wouldn't go, but unless I'd be in the cemetery anyway, right? So I have my grandparents, my maternal grandparents are buried in Beth David and Elmont. So I don't go, but if I'm there anyway, someone else is buried, or some other thing's going on, I try very hard. I'm there already, it's not nice. So I go. Har Menuchas, my paternal grandparents are buried. I don't go all the time, but I just, it was there 2 weeks ago, there was a levi of someone whom I knew. So I said, you know, I'm there already. So I went to that cabin of my paternal grandparents in Har Menuchas. An amazing story took place. This is a personal story, unbelievable. This is not to be believed. So at the levi that I was at, my nephew was there, my brother's son, because the person who passed away is from Kew Gardens, where my brother lives. I said to him, Shimon, my nephew, you ever been by the gever of my grandparents? He says, no, doesn't know where it is. My brother's such a big masmid, he won't let us tell his sons where to go, says Tez Bittel Torah. He had no idea where it was. I said, you know, we're here already. You want me to take you? Okay. So I took him, and we had to drive all the way past Rav Yoshev's kever. We see sons of Rav Yoshev. It didn't stop, even though straight to the very end there. And where did he park the car? There's a taxi there. And we have to walk up steps. You haven't been in Har Menuchas? They're very narrow steps, walls, high walls on each side. And I start walking up the steps and talking to my nephew, Shimon. And as I walk up these narrow steps, no one is in sight. Somebody calls out my name. This is like really spooky. So what happened was, when my paternal grandparents are buried, my two uncles are also buried, and then my two aunts are buried. And my cousin, who was making a wedding the very next day, was there, and her mother and father's grave, her mother just passed away this past year, my aunt, Aunt Toby Willick, and she was there saying Tillim with the challah, and another sister, and she recognized my voice. She called out to me. She didn't see me, I didn't see her. She's calling out to me. Oh, a spooky story in the basic verse. You know? Wow. Anyway, so that's what I think about that. Yes?
Should one, especially if you're doubting the show where the Shmona Esrei, the Sa'an Shmona Esrei, is typically faster, should one try to be mocked to finish their personal Shmona Esrei in order to be done? By the time they're starting to close their Rosh Hashanah?
You're talking about Rosh Hashanah Dafka?
Hashanah.
Rabbi Ilson's Chum. We have one of my balabatim is Rabbi Ilson Shlita. He's very makbid. You have to hear every single word of Chazaras Hashatz Musaf. Otherwise, you're not yoytzi the tkiyas al seder abrachos. So, although he sits at the back, always in the back, Musaf for Shoshana, he stands right next to me, and he makes sure they finish before me. Now, I don't finish. I don't daven so fast. I mean, the two davenings that take a little bit longer by me than the average. One is Ma'ariv, because I remember my Rebbe used to always talk about Ma'ariv, Rosh Hashanah, he called it the Karanatzianacht, I think that comes from his Chabad, Cheder Rebbe or other places, Karanatzianacht. I remember that I used to daven in Yeshiva Rosh Hashanah when I was just living here as a young married man, that were Baron Lichtenstein, Zechat Tzadik Baruch Hu, with daven with us. Those days, the Beis Medrash here was by the Baal Bat. Of David's minion, with the Mashkiach of lessons, that's all. There was the Balabat. The Yeshiva guys davened in the basement of the Morgan Stern dormitory. That's what we davened. Every Shabbos, every Yontif, that's what we davened. Rabbi Lechassin, Satsal was, of course, and there was Rosh Koil, Rosh Rebbe here. And he davened Ma'ariv so long on first night Rosh Hashanah that we'd finish Ma'ariv. We'd finish the David Bismar. We'd finish. You know, whatever, Aleinu and the David, and then we'd go around shaking, you know, and he was still davening. So I'm not him, I'm not close to him, I'm a fraction of him even. But I learned from my Rebbe, from my Baron, that there's a special Indian of Lil Rosh Hashanah to daven a little bit longer to be Malbach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just now said a short word for the second floor Gluck Beis Medrash WhatsApp group. You know about this, anybody? I mean, Bacon's establishing a WhatsApp group for off floor of the Beis Medrash. You know about it?
Not yet.
So you heard it here. He said, speak under 3 minutes. So I spoke, I had my watch, I stopped less than 3 minutes. And I said, the most important thing Rosh Hashanah is to understand, it's a Yom HaDin. We take it seriously. There's a Mishpah, there's Yom HaDin. If you were in a secular courthouse, and there's a judge up there, and the judge is a very fallible human being, you wouldn't do anything to upset him, or to get, you do everything you could to somehow get a favorable judgment. Well, that's what it is in Rosh Hashanah. That's what it is. If you have time, I'll tell you exactly more specific about that.
The first night, I'd be on me.
First night?
I'd be Marv.
Yeah.
That's when you're supposed to pray long.
No, you pray as long as you want. I'm just saying that I'm coming to it. I have a little bit longer at night. At night, first of all, no one's in such a big rush to get home now. And I have a little bit longer Musaf. Because Musaf, I think that's Malchus Echaz and Shav. That's it. That's the time. That's the real din. So this fellow has no problem finishing before me. Let me. I haven't said anything yet. So far, I've only responded to your question. Let me say at least one vort. And not also a story. Also, listen to the story. The Mishnah Brura discusses a very important thing in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. What do we start? Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. That's where we started, right? So we got a little sidetracked by the Talmidim's questions, and I don't mean to dodge your questions. I just want to say something. And then if I finish, if we have more time, I'll take your other questions, okay? I'm very happy to take questions. Questions are the most important thing of all. I just want to say one vort. Okay. Tov Kuf Pei Dalet. Where will we over here? Do this would be faster, probably. Maybe not. Okay. Tov Kuf Pei Dalet. That's over here. Umarichin bepiyutim uvetfilos ad chatzos. Mariel. When's chatzos these days in New York? 12:50 something, right? A little before 1 o'clock. We have all the David says before. Says the Mishnah Brura. Ad chatzos lechol apochus. At least v'imchal b'shabbos ein laharich yosef v'chatzos. Rabosai. Is there any shul in the globe which follows this Mishnah Brura? Which means, on a weekday they go past Chatzos, and on Shabbos they go before Chatzos. Do you know of any shul in the planet Earth that follows this Mishnah Brura? So, Young Israel of Riverdale, way back when, I was giving a shiur in Mishnah Brura before, I said, this is crazy. We're doing our very, the first, it was Shabbos that year, I'll make you a deal. Let's make a deal. We'll start 15 minutes earlier, and I won't speak. I used to speak a half an hour, Rosh Hashanah. You know, that's a long drush. They grabbed the deal in a second. Okay. This is great, this deal. So, that Friday night, I'm sitting up and saying, you know, how can it be? How can it be that all of Klal Yisrael makes a mistake on the first day of Rosh Hashanah? How can it be? They thought the following terrors. You have to understand what's the source. We saw the Shulchan Aruch said, what was the source? What do we see? Maril. Watch this. Look at this. L'chol HaPochus. Watch this. Shara Tzion. Bogad HaRav Mishem Maril V'yam Shel Shlomo. Okay? The Maril is the Minhaga that we all follow, the head of Minhaga Ashkenaz, and the Yam Shel Shlomo. Now, the Yam Shel Shlomo, who wrote that? The Marashal, Shlomo Luria, the Marashal. The Yam Shel Shlomo, is it here, Yam Shel Shlomo? Rabosa, can you help me find it? It's not here. Maybe it's considered a parish on the Gemara. It is, but I thought it's Sefer Halacha. That's the Yam Shel Shlomo. Is it here?
There is.
It's true. What the Mishnah Brura says is true. It's quoted from the Yam Shel Shlomo in the second paragraph of Masechta Beitzah. 100% true. Fine. Tough kuf pei dalet. Watch this. Ei la'achar tefilah yosef mechatzos, who are ligu b'shatz, is mach b'negudim kolkach, and all Shabbos too. Okay, can't do it. Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah is different. Emas yom adin aleinu, sivrichayim sivrimeisam pesukim lefanav. Yoch yecholim laharich betfila yozem echatzos hayom. V'yafal gav the haikro the Ezra the chuichlu mashmanim shumam takim arash Hashanah koi. Mefurish in the Gemara in the pesukim. Yeah, tells you the dates. We'll get to that later. Blineta. Koshem ladoneinu. Yeah. Well, the pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah, but the Uvda Rav Elazar is talking about a different yantif, Shai yantif. Asmachta b'yalma. Okay, fine. Fine. And he says, yeah. Okay, so fine. Then he says as follows. B'kol makom, Rosh Hashanah shechal b'Shabbos, l'ogor mishah shabosah, shakal modim shechetzul Hashem, l'yosef. This is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Shana's on Shabbos, you have to stop before Chatzos. You have to eat before Chatzos. So I made a deal that Friday night at this camp. I realized like this. The Yamashal Shlomo, all he said was, Yochol, you may go past Chatzos. You may go past Chatzos. So then we say, that's not just on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is an independent prohibition to go past Chatzos. Which, by the way, unfortunately, too many people don't even keep that. There are many people that daven in shul. They start 9 o'clock. They finish at 12 o'clock. And chatzos is 20 to 12. Ma'aseh b'chol yom.
Is it sort of that you're going to be fasting?
A.
You can drink a little bit of water before that.
Okay, some say that'll be enough.
What's the issue?
Okay. In my opinion, aside from the issue of fasting, when a typical Shabbos, you're supposed to wash before Chatzos. Because you look at the Rambam, the three suddas, one at night, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. The Aruch HaShulchan screams about it. Some people don't have mezuzahs on that, but that's not. It's a different discussion. I think the Aruch HaShulchan is very correct. The Rambam says it basically fundamentally himself. Fine, but not for now.
What does Rebbe do every week?
I finish on time and I wash before Chatzos.
In
the
show?
Yeah, I wash at home. You finish, we daven at 8:30. Finish by 11. Right? If... you know, it's a 20 to 12 is chatzos, so we hurry up and go home. You know, our both side, this now, daylight savings time now is 8 months a year. Right? Congress helped us out. If you dive at 8:30, you can make Zman Kriyashma every single week of the year in New York. So hurry a couple of weeks. Which is, you know, I had fights about this. Oh, did I have fights about this in the old years? You dive at 10 to 8. Wow, Rabbi, you're crazy. One guy had a man about mitzvah, Parsha Shmini, after Pesach. I said, put in an invitation. Shabbos at 7:50. What? But I wouldn't give in. Congress bent before me. Anyway. Getting back. But kits and imrits, that's the marshal. So the according to marshal, 100% true. But what about the mechaber? The mechaber, Abosa. Shulchan Aruch, what did he say? He didn't say marshal. He said, "Umarichin v'piyutim v'atzfiros ad chatzos," and the Maril said, "Bistol lechol apochus." That means you're supposed to, not you may, you must, or should. Oh, that's a whole different attitude. So what happened to Shabbos? Rabosai, I ask you a shaila. When Yontif falls out on Shabbos, is it Shabbos, which happens to be Yontif, or do they fuse together? It's one unit. So my Rebbe used to say, it's really based on the notes. Also, Mech said it in the Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. Kesed Mishnah really fundamentally said it, that they join into one. What's the riot? Kohen Gadol has to all the Avodah Yom Kippurim. What happens if Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos, like last year? Says the Rambam, he has to do the Malachos of the Avodas of Shabbos too. Why? Why? It's just a coincidence. No. It's Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos, not Yom Kippur plus Shabbos, Yom Kippur, their Shabbos. They're indivisible. Oh, If that's the case, we can extend it. Rosh Hashanah, their Shabbos. So Rosh Hashanah, during the week, the Ma'aril says you have to go past Chatzos. Who are the Nami for Chuzan and Shabbos? There is no independent Shabbos. That's like a Valdiga Teretz. It explains why Klal Yisrael, the Mishnah Brura, conflated the Maharshal with the Ma'aril. But they're two different things. The Maharshal just said you're allowed to go past Chatzos. That's not on Shabbos. But the Ma'aril said you should go past Chatzos to Chalapachas. That's even on Shabbos, because it's one unit. So ever since that one time, back in the 1980s, I think it was, when that one time when they were still on Shabbos, we followed the Mishnah Brura. I don't know of any other shul that follows him, and I think they're correct, because we follow the Ma'aril, not the Maharshal. That's my vort. Once we're on that vort, I'll hear one more vort, and then I'll answer your other questions. Oh. We had a pasuk in Ezra, we saw that the Maharshal quoted. The Rosh quotes an amazing minig, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch too, to fast in Rosh Hashanah. The Gaonim, yeah, I'll show it to you in the Rosh. The Gaonim had a minig to fast in Rosh Hashanah. The question is against the Mefurash, a pasuk. You know, going against the Gemara is one thing, a pasuk. Rosh at the end of Masechta Rosh Hashanah quotes a minig to fast on Rosh Hashanah for the Gaon. Can you help me find it, please? Here it is. This honest Mishnah Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah v'Shabbos Shemini Rosh Hashanah Kibbutz Shabbos Shuvah. When that Shuroi gone, not the Bishu Rosh Hashanah, Iyev Shalesho B'Tainis Shemidol Raisu Sheni. So it's you can fast. So they had a minute to fast. Dvarav Tmuim. Also the sound of Rosh Hashanah Yoshua Navid. The Rav Haigon says, Yafu Shalol Lesanus. Why? Panos Yisrael Vishonim said the Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah. Ichlu Madan Vishumam Taki Kodashim Adonainu. You can't believe it. How can it be? It's against a pasuk. It's a pasuk. A pasuk. But there are others who say, just fast Gaonim. And it's quoted in the Lachon Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes this minig to fast in Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't like it, but it's quoted. It's quoted. Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Where are we? Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Oh, I said Rosh Chodesh. No, Rosh Hashanah. Very end. I think it's tough. What? Tough. Oof. Give me a second. Look it up. The right simon. The very end of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah is an actual minhag is quoted to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Tough. Kuf. Tzadi. Zayin. Whole day. Och le v'shos v'smechin v'ei misanah. Yesh v'chomash v'yichbol v'yodam misanahs. If you fast once, you have to fast all the time. What's this? It's against the pasuk. Here's my answer. Why would you not fast? Why would you not fast on Rosh Hashanah? Because it's a yontif. Why would you fast? Yom Adin. Listen to me. Yom Adin. You hear? I'll tell you a chiddush nifla v'naru. A chiddush nifla v'naru. We know at that pasuk, I'll show it. It's a Tosfos. I'll be able to show it in Tosfos the way it was shown.
Can you answer it as follows? One second.
Watch this Tosfos. What? I got the wrong daf. Oh, here it is. The most Ezra ve'elech lamatzinu ela ma'ubar. It never happened. It hasn't happened. Never happened. Let me show a different Tosfos. Try this. That's somewhere here. Oh, come on. Let me read the Tosfos. I have a Gemara. I'll read you from inside. I showed you the Gemara Mimos Ezra Ve'elech Lomatzina Elamuba. I'll just say about Pekah, I don't have time. That means what? In Ezra's time, it was Mu'uba. Right? So, what exactly is that Pasuk telling us? Let's look it up. What does the Pasuk say? It's a Pasuk in the, what they call here Nehemiah. You know, what we call Ezra, they call it. Right? It's called Nehemiah Perikhes. You know, really in Tanakh, there's no such thing as Nehemiah. Part of Ezra and the Chav Dalet Sfarim, what do they have? They recognize it as a separate sefer.
Yeah.
And Nehemiah. Okay, we accept it. It's Perek Ches. I'm mistaken. Watch this. Lechuich lo mashmane v'shumamtakem v'shulchum moz einochalo ki kora shilom adoneinu. Well, what's it all about? What happened over there? What happened? The Yom HaSheni, read the Torah, and then what happened? They made Big Yom Tov, Shmini Atzeres, okay? And what's the next parak? Yom Esther ve'abal achodesh ha'zaneser b'nei Yisrael b'tzom u'v'sakam. That means after Shemini Atzeres was his 24th day. You all know that in Eretz Yisrael, after Shemini Atzeres is the 23rd day. What's going on over here? The answer is they were ma'aber. I think it was a day later. So what that means? For us, it can't happen. El is 29 days, and the next day is the first day of Tishrei. You with me? That year and that year only, what happened was, the next day was the first day of Tishrei, but it wasn't really Rosh Hashanah yet. They had to be told that even though real Rosh Hashanah is tomorrow, V'horayah, the 24th day is the day after Shemini Atzeres and Eretz Yisrael, but that's the 23rd, okay? Despite the fact that it's really tomorrow, as the Gemara is in Masechta Beitza, the famous Gemara, but knows the Gemara. What is the Lashon of the Gemara? Also Yom Kodesh, Ulam Achraso Kodesh. But the day, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, when this was said, was Aleph Tishrei, but the real Rosh Hashanah was postponed to the next day. The Meiler Rabosai, it wasn't the Yom Adin. It wasn't Yom Adin. Because it wasn't Yom Adin, that's why they said, go eat. The Gona would say, but if it's normal Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom HaDin, you're not allowed to eat. You should fast all day. Second day, and that's 1 second. That's what I want to say, Pshat, in the minhag of the Maril, Dafka not to eat till after Chatzos. Why? When are we exactly judged? One of the Zohar, Dav Gilam and Beis, has two opinions. Are we judged the first 3 hours of the day, or the next 3 hours of the day? Shemishim Safek, we have to be careful the first half of the day. The first half of the day, till Chatzos, at one point or other, in that 6 hour span, you're going to be under the lights, Rabbi Osai. Kolboy Olam Orim Lefonik Vnei Maron. I can't tell you which minute. I don't know the schedule up there. It's got to be on best behavior the whole tilchatzos. When that camera shines on you, do you want to have your face focused on the machzer, or you want to have your mouth full of gefilte fish? You know, when the camera, I think, it pictures at weddings, you know, my mouth is full of gefilte fish. Oh, wait. Kavachomer, the snapshot for the whole year, you want to be in shul. That's shot in the maril. Ad chatzos lechol apachas. Because the dinner's in the morning. So we don't know when. First half, second half. Kane really. That's what there are those who said you shouldn't sleep the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Maybe some even the second day. Some say after Chatzos you can go to sleep already. Because the dinner was already. The Arizal said you have to get up El Os HaShachar. Somehow people in this room are not likely to do that. But if you do, still got to be on best behavior until Chatzos. That's a long time to be on best behavior. You know what our best behavior is? We're sleeping on the pillow. There's nothing wrong. So you sleep, you know, at least you're not doing anything wrong. So then you get up, you write the shul, and you finish Beis Chatzos. Hopefully you didn't do anything wrong. So you're only doing good things until Chatzos. That's my pshat. Now take your questions. Yes, sir?
Rabbi fast half a day or
versus? I don't fast at all. I only fast what says in the Gemara to fast. Yeah.
How do we know that parentes takes place the day after then?
That's the Pashim pshat. That's... Toast is a beferish. I can't share the toast right now, as it's a beferish toast. No. It doesn't say the Gemara anywhere. It's hard enough to fast when the Gemara is after fast. Yeah.
So what's happening second after Rosh Hashanah?
You're ready to judge by Chatzos. Look, the truth is that's the intense judgment. There's still another judgment that goes that Sarah Sibet Shuvah straight through. You know, we are halavai benanim. So benanim, you have to wait till the chesimah zadin until Yom Kippur v'pshuto. Right? V'pshuto. Not everyone agrees with that, but, you know. We say l'shana tova tikosim v'sechosim. And the Vilna Gaon to tekate chosim. We say tekosim, some of us say le'alta l'chayim, because the only one says Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim, geburim, l'chtovim, le'alta l'chayim. And then they're in benanim, suspend until Yom Kippur. So we consider everybody else a tzaddik gomer.
Even though we say
Hashem, we still have a tzaddik gomer. But the Vilna Gaon said, no, I have no time to go into right now. There's a chasima for this world, a chasima for the next world. So the Vilna Gaon says that in this world, even a tzaddik gomer is only nichtav and Rosh Hashanah is nechtav and Kippur. So he said, Lashana Tova Tikosev. Stop. No chasima for this worldly stuff before Yom Kippur. Yes, sir.
Does everybody wear shoes on Yom Kippur or Yom
Shoes?
I know your shepherd takes his slippers or whatever.
I wear sneakers.
Yeah.
I wear sneakers. My old Converse sneakers from Shon Kadmonius. Big pro kids. I'm not sure what they are. This is from 40 years ago. I'm still wearing the same sneakers. They're only 2 days a year. Yom Kippur and Tishrei, they don't wear out so fast. Bow down, and Yom Hashanah I just go on my knees. That's all. Yom Kippur, full span. Woo!
Are your knees also on?
So I have two shmatas, one under my knees, one under my face.
But your stomach's also on the ground.
Everything's on the ground.
And Rosh Hashanah only.
No, it's only covering just my feet on the ground. And I go lower my head. Two different things. Once a guy said to me, where did you get this from? I never saw, he said, in any chaz, did you ever go all the way down in Yom Kippur? So it's a mefurish. Korim v'shtachim, modim v'dofim apneim. That means, pishu yodayim v'raglayim. That's what we do. You have to have something underneath. It shouldn't be an Evan Maskus question. Yeah?
Back to his question, are we supposed to rush the Mustafa Amidah?
No.
No.
Daven as slow as you want.
Miss Tol Chazar.
Slow as you want. I recommend you find a shul where they daven slower. Come to the yeshiva. Come to the yeshiva. Yeshiva, they daven nice and slow. I assume, right? They daven slow here in the yeshiva?
Yeah.
What? No, let's talk about Rosh Hashanah first. Rosh Hashanah, they probably daven pretty slowly, I imagine. Come to the yeshiva. They can't compare a shul to a yeshiva. And I try to make my shul a half a yeshiva. And the Balabat don't like it so much. But it's still not a yeshiva. It's not. A yeshiva is a yeshiva. It's a beautiful... I recommend we should come here to yeshiva. Should be zocha to a Everybody should be zoche to a ksiva v'chasim tova. Tova not only in gashmias and all your brach, but also in ruchnias. We should learn the sefer Shabbos together. Be'atzlocha. Shalom Yisrael. Amen v'yamin.
My wife, Baruch Hashem, I'm expecting.
Okay.